Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone's having an absolutely fantastic day today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. It's a blessed day here in Central Florida, and I've got some interesting news. I'm not sure how to report on this. Maryland Representative Elijah E. Cummings, a sharecropper's son who rose to become a civil rights champion and the chairman of, one of the U.S. House committees leading on impeachment inquiry of Donald Trump, has died yesterday on Thursday from complications. Apparently, it was some type of cardiovascular incident. He's an interesting guy, but here's the problem, and I don't know what to say. And by the way, my condolences to the family of the man who died. But here's what I will say, and I don't know how to respond to this. This man was a hardcore socialist communist. We went into detail with him today in the communist organizations that he was involved with. So I don't know if I should be saying I'm happy that he's dead, which is kind of a macabre thing to do, or I should say something like ding dong, the commie's gone. I don't know what I'm supposed to say with this guy, Austin, but this guy's awful. And so I feel sorry for his family, but I can't say that I'm sorry that he's gone. So I don't know if that makes me a bad Christian or what. I have no idea. But the problem is that when you have these communists in these places that make these accusations with absolutely no research and no ability to prove anything, and who've pushed the socialist agenda now for the past 50 years, I don't know what to say about these guys and if I should be sad or happy that he's out of here. Because it's difficult for me to sit here and say, oh, I'm really sorry the man is gone, when I'm not. But again, my condolences to the family. So I don't know. And by the way, Pelosi, speaking of one of the other guys that are coming after Trump, and everybody knows that I'm not a big Trump fan, but these guys are even more ridiculous. Pelosi, the voters are not going to decide the impeachment issue. What about we the people? On Thursday at her weekly press briefing, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the American people were not going to decide if Donald Trump should be impeached. When asked about the impeachment timeline, Pelosi said, "I keep saying to people, impeachment is about the truth and the Constitution of the United States." Oh, she didn't believe that at all. Any other issues that you have, disapproving of the way the president has dealt with Syria, whatever the subject is, reluctance, the cowardice to do something about gun violence. What? He's the one who pushed red flag gun laws. The cruelty of not wanting to help our Democratic, our Dreamers, and our transgender people. Transgender people, they need medical attention. They need psychiatric help. I mean, why are we going to pay for transgender surgery? None of this makes any sense. And by the way, she's worth $120 million, and her father was directly linked to the mob, to mafia, and organized crime. So where does she get $120 million working in Congress? I don't really understand any of this stuff, Austin, this morning. So what do you think? What's your next story, bud?
Kickbacks, baby, kickbacks. This is what these guys are notorious for. I mean, when you're making $170,000 a year and you have a net worth of $120 million, you've got something going on the side. It's not difficult to start putting that together. And you see this with a lot of these career politicians that are up in Washington now, how they make vast sums of money through all their kickbacks involved with the different companies and so forth. But, you know, it's interesting you said something about that, because I've seen this Beto individual and other people really pushing this hardcore gun confiscation push now, which, I mean, and what a lot of people aren't addressing and looking at is what they're trying to do is they're trying to get the population desensitized to this discussion. And this is exactly what CNN and the psychological warfare manual that they've used in the military many a times is being done through the CNN website and numerous other mainstream media websites. What they're doing is they're bringing this topic up over and over and over and over again, and they're giving this blithering idiot Beto individual a platform almost on a daily basis to discuss how he blatantly said yesterday that if you do not follow laws that he put in place, if he became president, he would have officers go door to door and confiscate your firearms. Now, a lot of people go, oh my gosh, that's never going to happen. Well, they've already set up red flag gun laws in California. Now they can pretty much seize your weapon for any reason that they see fit, and they can keep it for 5 years. So this is definitely something that's coming down the pipeline. But a lot of people have been asking, why is this being talked about so much? Because even some of the mainstream media outlets, when they're being interviewing Beto, they're actually opposed to him. They're saying, well, you can't do this, Beto. That's unconstitutional, blah, 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 blah. this is how the script goes. They're pushing the narrative through Beto, then they're coming in and basically being the antagonist and saying, hey, listen, Beto, you can't go against the Constitution, you can't confiscate guns, and then he continually defends his position, and they go back and forth. This is to get the general population used to the discussion of gun confiscation, which in reality should not even be something that is ever even talked about, ever, because it's not even legal whatsoever. But they're doing it through the mainstream media very subtly, very effectively, with an incredibly good psychological warfare tactic in some of the segments that I have seen, and this is what they're pushing and trying to get through. Also, too, in other news, as a lot of individuals know, I'm not a fan of Amazon. I try to actively not support Amazon. They have a huge military contract on the backside of their website that does billions of dollars a year in DOD contracts. If you guys also know, they've gotten numerous contracts from the CIA, one of which I think was over $600 million to house and build the CIA servers, oddly enough. And now Amazon is reportedly making an aggressive push into the business side of state and local elections. Since the 2016 election, more than 40 states are using one or more of Amazon's services for elections now. They report on Breitbart, the tech giant Amazon has become aggressively expanding the web services division into the world of election technology and has been quietly doing so since 2016. They go on to say here that Amazon describes its services to prospective clients, telling them they're a low-cost provider of secure election technology, which is their key selling point as many officials aim to avoid a repeat of the 2016 elections with allegations of poor cybersecurity. So, of course, the best option now is let's hand over the election security to Amazon, because obviously we all know they're the most trustworthy company in the entire United States with their military and CIA contracts. Oh, and let's not forget their federal government subsidies through the Postal Service, hence why you cannot even ship anything, no matter how good of a contract you have. You cannot ship anything as cheaply as Amazon does because of their federal subsidies and all their different tax breaks they have. Many people have seen the reports on the aspect that Amazon pays almost little to no income tax based on the proportion of what they actually generate in sales. So, yeah, this is a company that essentially we're going to start allowing to handle state and local elections. So far, they have not gotten into the level of a federal election, you know, as far as presidential election, but they're handling the state and local, which this is one of the big issues with this, as we have seen in so many areas now. When you can start turning over key conservative people and putting in hardcore leftist communists, essentially, via Democrats into these portals, into these local areas, into these state areas, into these county areas, you could really change the entire aspect of what's going on in that state little by little by little. And we've seen that happen in numerous states now, including Florida, sadly enough. So that's kind of my take on it, Dad. Other than that, what other articles do you have today?
Well, I mean, the thing about Amazon controlling local and state and federal elections, I mean, this is like, you know, Google and Amazon and all these guys are working together with this satanic network to try to control the entire planet. I mean, that's all these guys do. And they're the same guys. I mean, Jeff Bezos, if you ever listen to the guy speak, he sounds like he's like got a 2 second grade education. You think he started Amazon? I mean, one time I heard him on Oprah and he was giggling and laughing like he was, something was wrong with him. I mean, this guy's not a CEO of a multi-billion dollar corporation and built it on his own out of a garage. Does anybody even believe that? Same thing with Bill Gates. I mean, and his ties to Jeffrey Epstein and the rest of the nutbags. I mean, these are J.P. Morgan cutouts is all they are. They've been funded through the international banking cartels, and they've been pushed through management, pushed through the Internet, and pushed through social media. I mean, do you really think that some of these clowns, Austin, basically have no Internet presence at all, and suddenly they're getting 10, 15 million views on their YouTube videos? That didn't happen. You don't have a generic growth like that. Somebody is pointing all the search engines to them, giving them fake numbers in some cases, and in some cases they're being pushed by the doggone communists that are running us through the doggone Frankfurt School that's been so incorporated into the school systems here. You know, it's like this Chelsea Clinton, all right? She looks exactly like Webb Hubble, by the way. I mean, my personal opinion, she could be his daughter. Did I say that? Do you really think that Bill Clinton has a daughter? I heard that wasn't even possible, but I sure think that Chelsea Clinton looks like Webb Hubble. In fact, she looks identical to Webb Hubble, especially when you pull the makeup off. But these are the Clinton women. Chelsea Clinton. And here's, let me give you a quote. She said, "Women can absolutely have a beard and a penis." Okay, I just don't really know what to say about that besides what she said. That's a direct quote. Here's something for you, Chelsea. I guess you've been taking, you know, lessons from Joan Rivers, maybe, when she said that Barack Obama was gay and that Michelle was a transgender. Oh, I guess in that case, if Michelle is and Joan Rivers was telling the truth, which I'm not saying that any of this is even weird or whatever. It is weird, though. Here's the deal, guys. Beard and a penis? Well, here's the thing, Chelsea. If you want your girlfriends to have beards and penises, you know, I got probably a psychiatrist that you need to talk to for a bit because there's something wrong with your reasoning skills. Something here is really, really awry with the entire Clintons. And even Hillary herself, the witch of Benghazi, was trying to distance herself from her daughter in these comments. I mean, this is some weird stuff. I'll never forget when I saw Michelle Obama walking down a set of stairs one time, and it appeared as though there was something under her dress, in her silk dress. I'm not saying what it appeared to be. I have no idea what it was, but it sure was weird looking for a woman. And so, and with Joan Rivers saying that Michelle Obama was a transgender that everybody knew, how about those big old shoulders of hers, man? She's bigger than Barack. Of course, we know that he frequented the gay clubs in Chicago on a regular basis, so maybe that's kind of the way he does things. I mean, it's just kind of interesting things that you kind of learn when you start doing a lot of research. By the way, this is an interesting article that I found the other day, and it's from Daniel Greenfield. It's one of the best articles I've ever read, and it's about this whole thing with the NBA, the National Basketball Association, and China. And it starts off in Front Page Magazine, and it starts off, and I've got to post it to the website so you guys can refer back to it. It says, "Why the woke corporations support China in Hong Kong." Woke corporations. Okay, what in the world does that mean? He goes, "The same forces that made the major brands scattered around your kitchen, the living room, and your garage broadcast their support for gun control, gay marriage, and illegal immigration are fueling their support for the People's Republic of China, pulling another Tiananmen Square in Hong Kong. The lefties in Beijing and Berkeley," let's not forget all of the other Ivy League schools brought to us directly from the Frankfurt School, used the same set of ideological tools to force companies to toe the party line. They roped off access to an appealing consumer base, the population of mainland China, urban millennials, with huge amounts of discretionary income in exchange for ideological compliance. Communist China is one entangled oligarchy which mingles political party and company. Sound familiar? Now listen to this, friends. This is directly from the article. The CEO of Nike sits on the board of Disney. The CEO of Disney until recently sat on the board of Apple. The CEO of Apple sits on the board of Nike. Good thing we have free market economy, isn't it? Disney, Apple, and all the rest have no problem understanding their Chinese communist counterparts. Wow, think about it. Disney's ESPN parent company has embraced identity politics from the top down, even as its head honcho, Bob Iger, remains whiter than vanilla ice cream, according to this author, not because it really believes in this stuff, because the Chinese party believes in one China. Its American counterparts believe 1,000 different genders. Lefty power in China is built on unity and solidarity. Lefty power in America is built on divisive minority coalitions. But it's only a difference if you focus on the means rather than the ends. And think about Mickey the Mouse, the rat that I call him. He didn't eat the entire Mickey the Mouse didn't eat the entire entertainment industry by being unable to see the end game. Avengers Endgame brought in $612 million in China alone. That's the real endgame, isn't it? Because that's what they care about. It's their profits. Now, I'm going to let you read the rest of this article. But guys, he's very, very well written. Here's another paragraph. "If you're going to sell $1,000 phones made by slave labor in a dusty factory town where the air is poison, you need to sanction the Communist Party of China and the culture industry of California. And if you're going to dump your cultural garbage in America and Chinese movie theaters, both owned by the same communist corporations," there you go. It's always the same people, guys, always Rothschild control. "You'll need to run the stuff by cultural censors. The last thing the NBA, Disney, and Apple, and Nike, and the rest of these megas want is competition. What they want is a walled garden tended by a kindly Zen communist tyrant who will give them a virgin territory in exchange for a huge slice of pie to be shared with local political partners. It really doesn't matter if this walled-off garden is China or California. Either way, the ideal outcome is a totalitarian leftist state, and the enemies are Christians who believe in a free market economy." Guys, this is an excellent, excellent, excellent article. I want you guys to go into my archives, and I want you to read it because, guys, this is what we talk about on the show all the time, because these guys are being funded through the international banking cartels who own the central bank in China and in the United States. And remember, the Russian Revolution precipitated the Chinese Communist Revolution. Same group of people did both and basically brought the same totalitarian government as the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, the USSR, and also brought it into China. And all of this was funded through the international banking committees. Now, let me give you a perfect example of how these guys were funded. Here's an interesting thing. This is an article here on Alibaba founder Jack Ma. Now, think through what I'm fixing to say to you right here for a second. He's worth $40 billion right now in China, the richest man in China. He says he's the polar opposite of a typical Silicon Valley wunderkind. He considered himself to be a serial failure, having been rejected by Harvard Business School 10 times and having failed to even land a job at Kentucky Fried Chicken. However, in 1931, here we go, he hit the lotto as far as they noticed him and they decided to use him as a cutout as far as I'm concerned. He was first shown the internet back in 1995, back when China was still completely unconnected, and he says he instantly understood his possibilities. No way, never happened, not 30 years ago, didn't happen. He was 33 when he acquired his first computer, and he was 35 and had recently been earning $12 a month as an English teacher when he succeeded in raising $25 million, listen, from Goldman Sachs. There you guys, you can't make
there you
it up.
Go.
He was making $12 a month as an English teacher, and then Goldman Sachs gave him $25 million. Hey, Goldman, how many other people have you set up like this? Goldman Sachs is one of the founding members of the Federal Reserve Bank, a Rothschild-controlled bank, Rothschild. All of a sudden, he developed a perfect e-commerce platform to the Chinese market. No, he didn't. The Rothschilds did. And then he introduced China and the rest of the world through the internet. This coincided with a very important moment when China was growing into a massive manufacturing powerhouse funded by the Rothschilds. Alibaba's 2014 initial public offering, pushed by the Rothschild boys and all the people telling everybody to buy in, it was bigger than Google, it was bigger than Facebook, it was bigger than Twitter combined, raising $25 billion. Alibaba's subsequent expansion into the cloud computing services, of course, this guy fell down, couldn't get into multiple business schools. He made it all his money following the Amazon model. Wait a minute, that's right. We already talked about Jeff Bezos, didn't we? Alibaba's subsequent expansion into cloud computing services, entertainment, and newspapers appears to be following the Amazon model, brought to you by the Rothschilds International Banking Cartel. Today, Jack Ma is the richest man in China with a personal net worth of over $41 billion and probably has an IQ of about 70. Guys, give me a break. $25 million from Goldman Sachs. Well, Goldman Sachs has been indicted more than – we talked about them the other day, how many times they've been indicted for fraud. They're the ones who continually fraud up the doggone metals market. And so we have this little guy, Alibaba, who's probably not even a billionaire. Maybe it looks like that on paper, but maybe he won't release his tax returns either. How about that? Maybe we're not going to see what he's really worth. Guys, these are front boys. Remember when J.P. Morgan died? They thought he was a billionaire back in the early 1900s. He was the one who cornered the energy market with Tesla. He's the one that put the Rothschilds in charge of almost all the energy-producing companies in the United States to this day. J.P. Morgan. Everybody thought he was a billionaire. He's the one who turned off the work in Cliff Tower because Tesla wanted to give everybody free energy. Same J.P. Morgan. He was the one, listen to this, you don't know this yet, who was invited on a free ride on the Titanic on its maiden voyage. He's the one who invited John Jacob Astor, the richest man in New York City at the time, who was diametrically opposed to being in the Federal Reserve System, being put into the United States. He's the one who invited John Jacob Astor on the Titanic. The last minute, he was suddenly called to the Vatican and couldn't make the voyage. That's the same J.P. Morgan. Just thought I'd mention that. We haven't even covered that on the show before, or maybe years ago. I don't remember. But guys, think about all of this stuff. These guys are cutouts. When J.P. Morgan died, he was worth about $7, $8, $9, $10 million. That was about it. Which is a lot of money 100 years ago. I'm not going to deny that. But he had this affluent lifestyle, kind of like Jeffrey Epstein, the Mossad caretaker of young girls who loved to recruit 10- and 12-year-old girls. Remember his 60th birthday or 50th birthday, whatever this clown act did? He brought three French 12-year-old girls over to the United States just to have some fun with them. Had them recruited, his little private pedophile island. Yeah, that Jeffrey Epstein. And then when he died, he was the billionaire, remember? And he was worth a few hundred million, supposedly, which is a lot of money. But boys and girls, listen to me. When the Rothschilds make you and they keep you, they don't give you those assets. They're in interlocking corporate directorships, companies, all kinds of other different trusts, whatever. You're not going to get your little hands on them. But you'll be wealthy because you sold your soul to these clowns. What do you think, Oz?
That's pretty much well said. And the same thing about that house that he had up in New York. Remember when they raided it and found all that weird stuff in there, and then they went on to find out that that house, it was like, was it a $60 million mansion or some insane expensive house up there that, yeah, one of the banks gave it to him as a gift. You know, just, hey, here, here, you know, here's the keys. You know, just, you know, $50, $60 million house. Go enjoy it. You know, sure, here, here you go. People don't do that. People don't give away $50, $60 million houses because they're in a good mood. They do it because they're basically giving you payoffs, kickbacks, keeping you quiet, or they're really happy
That's
with
exactly
the work you're
right.
doing. And this is what we've seen over and over and over again. And back to what you were talking about with Alibaba, I've done some research on that as well, and you're exactly right. What they're using, the same Amazon model, they're trying to make a global model for this. And once they get a unified government, once they can get a one-world government together that the United Nations has been so actively pushing for years now, they want to bring in essentially a global Amazon. Is what it, now maybe under a different name, and maybe I don't know what they're going to name it, but that's the main goal of it. And this is why I've always encouraged people, buy stuff if you can locally. Buy stuff and support local companies. It's funny, I talked to a buddy of mine the other day. He owns a as far as a customization truck company over in Lakeland, and he said, if you keep buying all of your parts off Amazon, he was talking to me, but he was talking like in generality, he goes, if people keep buying all of their parts off Amazon, pretty soon there's not going to be any shops left to install them. Because this is what's happening now, is they're seeing people are constantly coming in, and they're going, hey, I want this lift, or I want these wheels installed, or I want these tires installed. And they go, okay, we can do that for you. And they go, well, I already got the tires, and I already got the lift, and I already got the wheels off Amazon. I just need you to put it together. And you're like, okay. And it's not like there's a massive markup in that market, you know, but when you're starting to deal with that, now all of a sudden you're having to function off just straight labor cost as far as install stuff, and you're not getting any type of material, you're not getting any sales off that, it makes it very difficult to make any kind of money, especially when you got a giant storefront and you got overhead and you got insurance and you got payroll and you got everything else. But that's something everybody needs to be very, very, very clear of. If we all keep supporting Amazon blindly, and every single thing we need at every single place with every single topic, we get it from Amazon, pretty soon you're not going to be able to go anywhere to get stuff. Amazon will be the giant retail monopoly that completely encompasses this country, and that is why, again, we know there's a lot of different options for supplements on the market, most of which are garbage, in my opinion. Most of them come from China. But we know you guys pick us for a reason. It's because we try to give you the highest quality supplements we can physically manufacture, and you know they work. So again, thank you for your support of Health Masters. I really appreciate all the support of it. And you know, it was funny, I was talking to a friend last night who just got out of the Army, he's an officer. And, you know, I've got him on the Ultimate Multiple, and he's loving it. And he was asking me, he goes, you know, sometimes when I was, you know, we were basically on base, you know, we go to the station over the PX or whatever, and we get basically supplements over there. And he goes, a lot of them didn't work. And I said, we got to understand. I said, most of these supplements, I said, 80 to 90% of the stuff that's on the shelf, you know, whether it be at Walmart, Publix, even a local store, I said, most of it's garbage. I said, a large percentage of it now is manufactured in China. And I said, you got to understand. I said, if it comes out of China, you don't want to put it inside your body. I'm telling you that right now. I said, they have hardly any regulations. I mean, they have plastic rice, for goodness sakes. I mean, how high quality of food do you really expect to get out of China, much less their supplements? And that's what we've seen now with so many different products that have come out from China, come in, you know, testing positive for lead, mercury, cadmium. And then you find out later on now, too, when we've seen the CBD market, which, you know, we absolutely have seen great results with it, but then you talk to people and they go, well, I tried this CBD and it didn't work, and then I tried it again, it worked a little bit, and then it didn't work again. Guys, listen, majority of the CBDs on the market, unless they are showing you that they are producing and bringing in U.S., basically U.S. organic grown hemp like ours that we have, there's absolutely no way to know where they're getting this from. And in most cases, from what I've personally seen, these companies are bringing in the raw CBD powder, the high temperature cured powder, which on top of itself is garbage in and of itself, not to mention you have no idea what kind of contaminants are in it, the CBD powder out of China, and they're mixing this stuff up with, you know, sunflower oil, coconut oil, whatever carrier they want, putting buying it in a bottle and throwing it on the shelf and getting people to pay $50, $60, $70, $80 a bottle for it. This stuff is not something you want to put in your body, and there's a reason why a lot of people are not getting results with this stuff, even though they're buying this 1,000-milligram dosage and garbage like that, because there is no legitimate CBD in it. They're just using high heat temperature CBD powder, which it's like off the floor. It's like the after effects of what they do with everything else, and they throw it in a can and then they sell it to the American population. So please, in saying all that, know where your products are coming from, know who you're supporting, and thank you again for supporting Health Masters and supporting local companies that work hard to take care of the local community, Deb.
You know, Austin, I want to thank the listeners today because, I mean, you know, we bring you this show commercial-free. We tell you that on a regular basis, 1 hour straight talk. You know, we don't take a break every 3 minutes to give you 5 or 10 minutes of commercials. Thank you for your support. Thanks for getting your toothpaste from us or your multiple vitamins from us or their different oils from us. I mean, it means so much to us when you support us because, guys, you know, the stuff that we've covered already today, where else are you going to hear any of this? I mean, really? Ding dong, the commie's gone? Or you think you're going to hear that anywhere else? And so thank you for listening and thank you for supporting us. It means the absolute world to us when you really put your money, so to speak, you know, where your support is. And it means so much to us. By the way, here's a new bombshell coming out because I don't like talking about these clowns, but a dual Israeli citizen, Schiff, originally, allegedly pressured witnesses to say that Trump pressured Ukraine to investigate Biden's. Well, there's no surprise here. According to a bombshell report, far-left representative, dual Israeli citizen, I said it again, didn't I? Adam Schiff allegedly pressured the U.S. special representative to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, during a secret meeting in early October to lie and say that President Trump pressured officials of Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Biden along with his son Hunter Biden. Volker denied that it was the case, noting the Ukraine leaders did not even know the aid was being withheld. and what they believed their relationship was with the United States was moving along satisfactorily. Guys, you know, these guys, they can't stop lying. And it's the craziest thing I've ever seen is the lies these guys come up with, and it never seems to end. Let's do a health article real quick. About 40% of the United States adults have metabolic syndrome. You know, they got the belly, they got the gut sticking out, they got the swollen liver, they're having a hard time with their insulin levels, they're gaining weight. And you got to ask yourself, you know, you got abdominal obesity, you got a waist circumference that's greater than 40 inches, serum triglycerides of 150 milligrams per deciliter or more. You got HDL cholesterol levels less than 40 milligrams per deciliter. Okay. You got blood pressure of 130 over 85 or more. Fasting glucose tolerance levels over 100 or more. Guys, this is something that people run into all the time, and it's basically insulin resistance is what this is, and it causes your body to store body fat. Yesterday, I went and had some chelation therapy done, and they took my blood pressure, and I thought, okay, well, I'll just get my blood pressure done. I haven't had it in a few months, and it was 112 over 68. And I thought, she goes, man, you got the best blood pressure. Well, because I use a product called HGH Stimulate on a regular basis, and it really makes a huge difference to you, to me. But what's also, remember, when you have this metabolic syndrome, you end up with atherosclerotic plaquing, heart disease, heart attack, stroke, cancer, and dementia. And you've got to understand there's some things that you can do that you can, to reduce this. You need to exercise at least 30 minutes a day, at least 6 days a week. And if you can miss 1 or 2 days, whatever, just try to get in there. You need to reduce your exposure to environmental toxins, you know, which can trigger harmful inflammation and oxidative damage. And I'm talking about like immunizations now, and I'm also talking about eating supplements that are contaminated with heavy metals. And all of our supplements are tested for heavy metals, guys. Minimize or eliminate your intake of sugar, alcohol, tobacco, and processed foods. Guys, if you're drinking alcohol on a regular basis, you're going to lose the production of an enzyme called lipase. And lipase helps to burn that body fat instead of store that body fat. And you're going to start getting the belly on you, and you're going to start getting the beer gut on you, and you're going to start having metabolic syndrome. You think, well, Ted, are you trying to tell us we can't have a beer, a glass of wine? No, I'm not saying that at all. You can have all the beer you want to get, but just remember, you're going to get gut from it, and you're probably going to end up with alcoholism and whatever. You maybe end up with pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, osteoporosis, and or breast cancer. There you go. Have a drink. But, guys, if you want to have a drink, do it occasionally. You know, if you want to have a couple beers every once in a while, who cares? But don't do it on a regular basis. And what I mean by that, I mean, like, don't do it more than like a couple times a year. That's about right. Don't be doing this. Alcohol is just a state change is all it is. And if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, guys, you don't need alcohol because God completes you on the inside. You don't have a vacuum in there. And remember, about 10% of the population is genetically predisposed to have and to be alcoholics. And if you start drinking, you're to feed that need. I've got a good friend of mine up in Chicago. He just had one of his best friends die this past week. Alcohol. Boy, he drank himself to death. Guys, that's no good. You know, I had another girl that I talked to yesterday when I was at the doctor's office for heaven's sake, getting the chelation shot, and her sister committed suicide 6 months ago. And this girl now is taking prescription antidepressant medicines. And they don't bother to tell anybody that we start taking these prescription drugs for depression, that one of the side effects of these drugs is also suicide. Guys, there's all kinds of natural things you can do with B vitamins. They have to be methylated B vitamins and omega-3 fats and 5-hydroxy-L-tryptophan that will really help you as far as increasing your moods and feeling good. Also, drink enough clean water to reduce metabolic syndromes. You got to get water that's distilled. I just had a friend of mine that I visited this past weekend in Chicago. He got a distiller from me. I shipped it up to him this week, you know, because he was using one of those, you know, survival filters to drink water. Those survival filters are good if you're trying to survive. And if you have a problem, you're drinking water out of your swimming pool, and you have to drink that kind of water because it'll keep you alive. But, guys, it doesn't take a lot of the heavy metals out. It doesn't take the lead out or the arsenic out or the fluoride, which we know is a neurotoxin out. It doesn't do any of that. 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. Let me give you an exact amount. If you weigh 200 pounds, drink 100 ounces of water every single day. If you weigh 300 pounds, drink 150 ounces of water every day. You've got to keep your physiological functions perfect in your body, and the only way to do that, you got to flush out toxins, and you got to keep your blood thin. Very, very, very important, because remember, your blood is primarily water, and if you dehydrate, your blood gets too thick. It massively increases the risks of heart disease and stroke. And eat more fresh foods. You know, don't be going out all the time. And I've got friends of mine, they're divorced now. One of them lives in China, one of them lives in the UK now, and they used to spend $3,000 to $4,000 a month eating out in restaurants every month, and they were broke all the time. In fact, actually, they were kind of running a Ponzi scheme, but we won't go there today on this show. And that's where they were getting their money from, because I used to wonder why in the world they have this much money to spend this much money on food all the time. I mean, we'd go out to eat with them, and I learned a real quick lesson the first time I went out with them, that we never, ever took them out to eat. I always split the check, because Sharon and I, because we're trying not to eat 5,000 calories in a meal, we split a meal. And these guys would order like multiple meals, multiple entrees. I'll never forget, we went out to a local restaurant up close to Disney World. And I'm not promoting the rat. I'm not doing that. We went to, you guys know that's an inside joke. I don't go to Disney very often unless I get in for free. And it's only when company shows up and I get forced to go. But what was interesting, we're at this meal, right? And so the bill comes out. And my bill and Sharon's bill is like $60, which is okay, $30 a piece. Well, whatever, that's fine. We kept our calories down. Their bill was $350. $350 for one meal. And I thought to myself, this is expensive. I looked at them both and I said, you guys, what are you thinking? This is nuts. This is one night. Thousands of dollars every single month on food. And guys, remember, opt for the wild-caught salmon if you're going to go out and get salmon. Get free-range chicken. Get locally and sustainably grown organic choices whenever possible. And just be careful with how you work out and what you eat. If you start eating a bunch of sugar, you start pushing that insulin up, what ends up happening is your body basically takes that insulin and stores that sugar as fat. In addition to that, insulin is a salt. And insulin causes your arteries to harden. This is one of the primary causes of it with metabolic syndrome, with cardiovascular disease. Have you ever taken a leech, guys, when you were younger? It's kind of a horrible thing to do. I don't suggest you do it because it's kind of awful. But leeches are kind of yuck anyhow, but I never see them anymore because everything is poisoned with all the junk they spray on us. But if you have a leech and you pour a little salt on it, it immediately dries up, curls into a ball, and dies. You think, whoa. Well, guys, insulin's a salt, and when you put that salt in your body, it over-ionizes the inside of the blood vessels, according to some authors, and it causes the calcium and the plaque to stick, and then your body starts to get frustrated because it doesn't know what to do because the blood flow's down, so it puts cholesterol and coats these arteries with more fat to make the blood flow more efficiently, all because you're getting too much salt and you're not drinking enough water. Guys, you got to keep your blood like water. You got to be taking vitamin E and cod liver oil every single day. Because these are natural blood thinners, and you got to be drinking half your body weight in fluid ounces and water every single day. And if you do that, you're going to have a great cardiovascular system. I'll be 64 years old in a couple of weeks, and I feel great. I work out all the time. You know, I'm still pretty strong for a 64-year-old. And here's the thing, guys. Mental acuity is another thing. If you start narrowing the arteries, the arterioles that feed your brain, you stop getting oxygen to those brain cells, you start having memory problems, memory lapses. And as you get old, you start reaching a point where you start getting senile dementia. And not only are you having health problems with your cardiovascular system, it's also affecting your brain. Because remember, if you're having plaquing in your arteries and plaquing in your extremities and you're having bad circulation, you got plaquing in your brain too. These arteries are being coated simultaneously throughout your body, and it's really, really important to think through what you're doing to your body on a regular basis and to keep that blood thin. And Austin's talked about this before. With the Marine Corps, they can give them sleep deprivation. They can give them food deprivation. They can't give them water deprivation. They cease to function, their muscles start cramping, and they can't work. You got to drink water every single day. I've got a glass of water right now sitting beside me, and we make our own water. We have our distillation systems that we sell at Health Masters. If you need one, let us know. We'll be happy to ship it to you. And plus, it supports the show. And I'm not doing this whole little pontification thing right now to tell you about our distillers, because whatever, I want you to drink water, but don't be drinking large amounts of tap water that contain fluorine and chlorine, and don't be using a survival filter for your primary water source. Very, very important. Also, what do you think? You got, what's your next story, bud?
Oh, well said. And one thing I want to add on to, as far as going out to eat and everything else, you know, I have a lot of people that I talk to and they go, oh, you know, well, I don't have time to cook or this and that. Guys, listen, if you get your act together, I mean this sincerely, and you actually go to the store and you have a list of specific foods you're getting and you take the time out to make food every couple nights and you can prep them for the next couple days and make large portions that you can basically pull out of, not only will you be much healthier, not only will you get in better shape, especially if you're trying to lose weight because you can control your portion sizes, you will end up saving money. Like Dad said, when you go out to eat dinner, most of the time, I mean, for a decent quality meal for a couple, it's generally, you know, 40, 50, 60 bucks flat out. I mean, you're going to have, you know, your entrees are going to be about $20 a piece for a good entree. Two entrees, $40. You know, if you get any drinks at all, $5 or $10, then you have to tip. You got another, it's 60 bucks. I mean, that's pretty much bare minimum. That's a cheap meal. And so you got to look at that and you got to run those numbers over to another spreadsheet and say, okay, what can I buy good quality, say, at Publix for $60. I mean, you can go in and get organic Greenwise chicken at Publix. It's usually chicken breasts, organic chicken breasts. It's around like $5 a pound. So you go in and buy, you know, 5 pounds of that. That's $25 right there. Then you can go in and buy a bag of organic green beans. You can go in and buy a bag of organic rice. Bring it home. You're like, you know, $40 in now. Excuse me. And you make them. Make all of it, cook it all, put it together, have multiple Tupperwares if you want to do it that way, or however way it's easier for you, and you'll eat off of it for probably 2 or 3 days if you portion it out right. And so now, instead of going out for one meal, one time, one night, one bellyful for $60, you've been eating for the last 2 or 3 days now, fully organic food for less money. This is what you can do, and it's very easy to do once you understand how to do it. And that's another reason, too, why we put together the Eat Clean and Be Healthy cookbook a year ago. You know, we all worked on that as a family, friends. We got everything together in that because we wanted to bring all the recipes, all the meals, all the stuff you can do very easily and very healthily, and also, too, for a moderate budget. You can still eat really clean without breaking the bank, and that's why we put that book together. So I just want to add in on that. I had a discussion the other day, Dad, when I was talking to a couple of people, and they said, well, it's still a lot of money to go to the store and buy food. I said, this food's not cheap. Let's just be honest about that. Well, you're not going to go buy a cheap meal. If you're functioning off the dollar menu at McDonald's, I really, really question your entire health and idea of health. I mean, if that's really what you're eating, oh, eating a dollar cheeseburger every day for lunch. Like, okay, cool. Not to mention all those portion sizes. Now, if you've seen those anymore, they're unbelievably small now. Even all of them, you know, Burger King, all of them, you look at them, dollar menu, it's tiny, tiny, it's like all bread. Not to mention, it's unbelievably full of just preservatives and toxins. And also, too, you got to understand why these guys are doing this. Remember this whole thing now? I talked to somebody the other day. I haven't been to McDonald's in, I've probably been to McDonald's in 9 or 10 years. And I talked to somebody the other day, and they said, dude, they said, last time we went to McDonald's over here, they said, it's like all kiosks. There's like 3 workers there. You got somebody that's making sure the front's running good if there's any questions. You have like a GM. You got somebody else that's helping, you know, cook in the back. And then you got a bunch of automated stuff in the back. And I went, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, another 5 or 10 years, he goes, it's going to be like fully automated. There's going to be like one person over there overseeing everything, making sure the robots don't break down. And everything is going to be completely automated in the back. Why? Because it's cheaper to buy a $50, $60, $80, $100,000 robot that you can depreciate and use for the next 10 years than it is to be forced to have to pay somebody $15 an hour to flip burgers that doesn't want to show up on time and comes to work hungover and wants to leave early and can't ever do anything because they're always in such a bad mood. we're doing it. And this is the concept that a lot of people have failed to realize with this whole, we want $15, we want $15. I get it. People want to be paid more, but what nobody understands is the concept of economics. When if you force a company to start paying all of their employees minimum of $15 an hour, one of two things are going to happen. They're either going to A, have to figure out how to cut the cost on the backside by either reducing hours, reducing quality, or reducing any type of other aspect to get costs down, or they're going to have to pass the cost onto the consumer. They're not going to eat it both ways. They're not going to go in and continually to keep people giving them raises, eat all that, and not raise the prices on anything and get double dipped. They're not going to do it. And that's what we're seeing now. I saw an article the other day. I was kind of laughing. It wasn't really funny, but you guys know I'm absolutely diametrically opposed to Target. I don't support Target at all, period. That's one store that I will not enter, I will not support. But now they're saying that a lot of the workers there are complaining because the employees now that have been given the $15 an hour pay, which is they've worked up to that. Now, they started back in 2017. The department chain announced that they would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour for every single person at any point in time working for Target. It's now basically been implemented in most areas and pretty much fully up to date now in almost all Target stores. But now employees are finding that they're getting a pay cut instead of a pay raise because they're losing hours in the wake of the new pay increase. They're being asked to get more stuff done on shifts and not being scheduled as often. There's one employee here that she basically said that she was given the raise that went up, you know, to $15 an hour, but then she went from working 40 to 45 hours a week, and now she's on the schedule for barely 20 hours a week, and she ended up having to quit recently because she wasn't even making enough money to pay for the daycare. And so this is the concept that a lot of these little millennial children, the individuals that don't understand this market, think that you're just going to go in and continually force companies to pay out X amount of dollars, and everybody's going to be happy, 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 happy. If we keep pushing this up and everybody keeps pushing this, we're not only not going to make more money, you're going to see entire economy go into automation and robotics, which is a very, very creepy aspect because there's many of people in these large globalist companies that is exactly what they're pushing for, is full-blown autonomous robots that can handle everything. Remember, Amazon's already set this model up. They've already gone down this rabbit hole now, and they already have huge amounts of robotics in their warehouses handling a lot of stuff. So they're already working that model, and that is exactly where they're trying to take it. Also, too, in other news, Netflix now is showing a disappointing growth for the third quarter. Good for them. I canceled my Netflix subscription 2 years ago. I told you guys the story of that, why. Don't support them whatsoever. And they're losing subscriptions hand over fist now. And a lot of the issues that there's been brought up, and this is one of my biggest issues with them, is the hardcore propaganda films that they keep putting out there. I mean, hard left propaganda films, some of which that I've watched part of, and I, even knowing what I know and watching them how I watch them, I could not even go any further in them because the rhetoric and the propaganda was so aggressive. They're notorious for doing that in their Netflix films. Not to mention, they pretty much have like garbage movies on there now. They're all just, they have some agenda to them, and so people have had enough of it. Their growth is down. People are canceling Netflix left and right. They said that Wednesday they expected the new subscribers to be upwards of almost 100 or 800,000 people, but it was basically off by 517,000. So I mean, they're not doing very good right now. But again, I hope that's because a lot of Americans are tired of the propaganda site that is known as Netflix. So that's just something I want to kind of bring up as well there today and remind everybody, vote with your dollar. If you don't like something, if you don't like what a company does, if they're diametrically opposed to your values, beliefs, morals, and ethics, don't give them your money. And that's a concept that's very difficult for some people to understand. I'm not really sure why, but it is. If you don't like something, don't give them money. If you don't like companies that tell you you can't bring a firearm into their store and actively try to violate your Second Amendment right from lawfully possessing a firearm so you can protect them or yourself or your family in there, and they ask you, don't come in my store with a firearm, you know what my response is to them? Don't worry. I will not grace you with my presence again. You do not have to ever worry about seeing me again. I will take my business and my wallet elsewhere because you do not respect my constitutional values. And that is something we all have to continue to maintain, whether it be with guns, whether it be with anything, or abortion or Christian beliefs, doesn't matter. Whatever your stance is, stick with it. Draw a line and stick to it, and don't compromise unless you absolutely have to do so for some very specific reason. And that should be a rarity at best, Ed. Have we lost Ted? Are we still on the phone here?
Yeah, you're here, buddy. Thanks. Sorry about that. I had my mute on. I was going to say something, but then I'm glad I got muted because I wasn't going to say it. I was going to slam a local business, but I'm not going to do it because I got too many local listeners. But you're right, Austin. If a person or a group of people don't want you bringing a gun into their store or into their medical practice or into anywhere, you've got to ask yourself a question. You know, what happens if somebody else comes in here uninvited with a gun and wants to shoot people? Now I can't defend myself. I can't defend the people who basically own the place. I can't defend my family. I can't do anything. See, and this is the thing that you got to understand. Do you really want to support a group of people that are going to tell you that you can't defend yourself? You say, well, oh, nothing should happen. Well, yeah, everybody thinks that. Everybody thinks they're never going to have a problem and have to brandish a weapon. And, guys, you should never have to brandish a weapon. I hope you never have to brandish a weapon. But I tell you what, guys, there are people out there, and I learned this when I was a kid, and I know this is going to sound hard for you to believe, but it's just the truth. There are people out there that are so messed up in the head, you can't reason with them. And if you can't get away from them, they'll do everything they can to cut you or to knife you or to stab you or to shoot you. And you think, oh, there really aren't people like that. Guys, I'm here to tell you, there are really people that are like that. They're that messed up in the head. And sometimes if you can't withdraw from the situation and step away, at least in the state of Florida now, they used to make it so if you pulled a weapon, let's say someone's about to beat you up with a baseball bat or whatever, or pulled a knife or whatever, or they were just equal in size. Somebody 6'6", they weigh 350 pounds, they've been working out their whole life, and they're roided up, and they get mad at you on a steroid rage, and you're 5'2", and basically you brandish your weapon. You're going to jail for 3 years. At least they changed that stupid law. Now they've got it, you can actually fire a warning shot in the state of Florida and prevent that person from jumping on you. But there are some people, and I'm going to say this to you too, when they get geeked up on meth or other drugs, they lose all reasoning skills. And unless you're carrying a firearm that has enough knockdown capacity, if you're carrying a bleeder, like a little .22, you're not going to scare them. You're not going to, they're just going to keep coming. You know, I have a friend of mine who's a police officer. I told you the story the other day. And he had a big guy, about 6'5". The guy was all geeked up on meth. And he had a .45. And then he ended up having to dump 18 rounds in this person to stop him because of the drugs. So, thing number one, avoid areas where these people tend to hang out and go. That's number one. If you like to hang out with people that are a little bit, how should I say, on the rougher side, you probably need to avoid the places where those people go as far as the real rough ones. Because, guys, there's some people out there, and I've told you these stories, they just want to get in a fight every weekend. They enjoy beating up people. It's kind of a sick concept, but they really do. So avoid those people and always make sure that you're armed and be armed responsibly. Oh, by the way, another study with vitamin D. I love the vitamin D stories and studies. It says that a vitamin D deficiency now has been linked to unwanted cholesterol and triglyceride levels. I hadn't read this one yet. It says high LDL, low-density lipoproteins, cholesterol and high triglycerides continue to be a growing problem within the Western world. For example, according to the CDC, over 12% of the adults over the age of 20 had a total cholesterol of 240 or higher, which to me, that's not that high. I'm just going to say that to you. But unfortunately, cholesterol-lowering medications tend to be the only answer offered. However, now they're saying that the vitamin D supplement can actually reduce some of the bad cholesterol. And they had a huge study that was done with this. And so, again, this is why I recommend taking vitamin D cholesterol every single day. And also magnesium is shown to be very, very important. And that's why I take magnesium brain food every single day. And I also take my vitamin D3, K2. And always remember, take vitamin D3 with K2. Try not to take vitamin D by itself. And another study just came out and said that low levels of vitamin C's in your blood levels that you basically increase the risk of hemorrhagic stroke. Wow. Remember, strokes are the second leading cause of death in the world, with more than 140,000 people dying every year from strokes. And now they're finding that vitamin C can actually reduce the risks of strokes. Also, we know that it also stops the bleeding gums and scurvy. So let's talk for just 1 second about why people have strokes who have low levels of vitamin C. The arteries and the arterioles are held together and made primarily of collagen. And vitamin C is the supplement, the nutrient that holds the collagen together. So if you've got an artery that basically is weakened because it doesn't have enough vitamin C or enough collagen in it, and you're pumping blood pressure through your blood vessels and you're pumping thick blood because you haven't been taking vitamin E or cod liver oil or drinking enough water, you have weak spots to develop in these arteries or these arterioles, and they pop. And when they pop, you got a stroke. Especially when they pop in the brain, you have a stroke. Or you have an aneurysm somewhere else in the body, a ruptured aneurysm. But guys, it's so important to understand this. Vitamin C, every morning I get up, I take at least 2,000 milligrams of powdered vitamin C every single morning. And I do the same thing before I go to bed at night. I take 4,000 to 6,000 vitamin C milligrams every single day. Why? It makes your skin stay together better. You don't get as many saggy sags. You don't get as many wrinkles. You don't get all those problems because the collagen is still strong. But this is one of the reasons that about every 40 seconds in the United States, somebody has a stroke. Guys, it's vitamin C that's one of the primary causes, that and the thick blood that causes all of this. So it's important that you do the best you possibly can to keep your body as healthy as you can by keeping the antioxidants, especially the vitamin C, the D, the E, the multiple powder that we use or the multiple capsules that we use, on a daily basis. And remember to take that cod liver oil. It's so important. By the way, Tulsi Gabbard. I kind of like Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, for a Democrat, she's pretty doggone sharp. Now, she's blasting CNN while she's on CNN as being totally despicable because they're saying that she's a Russian agent. Now, I'm not going to vote Democrat. You guys know that. But when someone from their own little party starts actually calling them out for who and what they are, I get a kick out of it, Austin, because quite frankly, that's probably exactly what I would have done. I'd have slammed CNN while I was on CNN. It was so funny. Years ago, I was on CNBC. And I'll never forget this. They wanted me to come to New York. They wanted me to do a live broadcast from New York City, from CNBC. And, of course, they're not going to pay for any airfare. They want me to come on there. They want me to talk about health and nutrition. This is before the government started regulating all of the industries via the Rothschild banking cartel as far as having alternative people come in and speak on health and nutrition rather than promoting the drug culture. This before that. And so they told me, oh, yeah, you can give out your 800 numbers way before websites were ever available. It's back in the early 90s. And so they told me all these things that I could do. Now, you could do this, you could do that, you could do this, you could do that, you could do this, you could do that. We'll give you carte blanche. If you fly up here, we'll let you be on the show. I said, okay. We'll give you an hour. I said, okay, great. I mean, come up. I'm going to do it. Get up there. How long am I going to be on this morning? You got 4 minutes. 4 minutes? I just flew from New York or from Florida. Well, you got 4 minutes. You want to do it or not? What are you going to do? What am I going to do? CNBC. I said, all right. So I jump on there for 4 minutes, and the first thing they said is, by the way, you can't give your 800 number out. You can't talk about your business. You can't talk about your books. You can't talk about anything. I'm like, what the heck? You told me I could do all this stuff when I flew up here. Well, we changed our mind. If you do this, we're just going to edit it. And I'm like, edit it? What do you mean? Well, you're not live. You're taped. I'm taped? What do you mean I'm taped? Well, yeah, we're taped. We're going to tape it. If you don't do what we tell you to do, we're going to edit your tape. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And then what we'll do is we'll put some information on you at the end of the show, at the end, so they can contact you. And that was a lie, too. They never did any of it. Yeah. Yeah, me and the news media. Yeah, how does that work? That was it. I don't do taped interviews. And now I've learned, if they want me to come out there and do the show, yeah, I need a couple business class tickets for me and my wife and a hotel. And if you don't want to have me come up there and do it, then we don't do it. But of course, as politically correct as I've become, they don't even want me anywhere near their studios. Because they're afraid I'll do a Second Amendment rant if I get on the show, which I probably would. Austin, what do you think about the vitamin C studies and the stroke and all the other kind of stuff? And I'm going to go ahead and let you finish up the show now because we're almost out of time. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. I'll be on Hagman tonight. You guys are awesome. I haven't had a chance to pray today yet. I'll pray in a little while, and I'm going to pray for you guys again. You guys are my friends. And a special reach out again to the truckers all over the country that listen to us, and all my white collar friends and all my blue collar friends and all the people that just look at us as family. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I'll talk to you next week. Austin, close it up, but I'll go ahead and do the write up. Love you guys.
Absolutely. And it was a great study again he just brought with the vitamin C. And that's why yesterday, if you guys remember too, I went into detail on that study of the vitamin D as far as on how good it is for the immune system. And they were doing tests and research with individuals that were having colon rectal cancer and how effective
effective the vitamin D was helping them basically recover faster. And so you can hear about that more on yesterday's show, or you can look it up on the archive articles. Great, great article on that. Great show yesterday as well. And so, again, we appreciate the continued support. I have a couple different kits we're changing up on the website, if you guys have seen now. We still have some of the turmeric 144 bottles left in stock on sale right now, the big boy turmeric. Remember, this is the super critical non-GMO turmeric extract. This isn't going to the store and chopping up turmeric on powder and putting it on your food. This is unbelievably strong formula, and almost everybody I know that uses this formula absolutely loves it, especially when using in conjunction with the cinnamon extract. You can really get your blood sugar back under control and really help to lose help burn body fat and get back in better shape. Also, too, be sure to check out the Maximum Energy Kit that I just threw up on the front webpage yesterday. Really, really good kit together. Very strong staple as far as your key supplements that you need, but also helps out with a lot of energy. It's the ultimate multiple, which is your base. B complex to get additional amounts of methylated B vitamins. The adrenal support, which is really good at supporting the adrenal glands and helping the body recover from stress. And then, of course, the cortisol booster, which is a crucial element in this kit in helping the body recover and reduce cortisol and also get a restful night's sleep at night. So these things, I wanted to put together a very basic, very simple kit for a lot of people that, you know, just may be tired, they're just low on energy, they're stressed out, they have stuff going on all the time, and that's just part of life. This kit's exactly what I designed that for, because these are pretty much my staple guarantees 100% that I always have on my counter in here and always have at the house. And so those want to put together on sale right now for over 10% off. So be sure to check that out at healthmasters.com. And, of course, the joint rebuilding formula on super sale right now is product of the week, over 20% off. And be sure to also vote for what you want to see win next week as product of the week, because there's a lot of new products that we have up there that I put up a bunch of them. The B-Complex is winning very strong right now. It's a very popular product. So be sure to give those a look right now and vote for what you want to see win. And guys, thank you again for the continued support. Thank you for signing up for our free weekly newsletter. We send out the show every day on that. We also send out all types of emails, research articles, stuff we're constantly pulling and finding. It's really good information, and we're sending out all the time. So be sure to sign up for that free weekly newsletter. It's also an easy way to get other people listening to the show and wake up other people. Even if you just start off small and you're getting them a little bit healthier with their diet, or you're going all the way and talking to them about what's really going on in the world. Either way, everybody has a right to hear the truth, and that's what we try to do here is the best we can at healthmasters.com. So again, thank you for the support. Hope you guys enjoy the Hagmann Show tonight with Ted. I know he's got a lot of different articles he's got where he's been working on yesterday and today, getting some stuff together. So that's going to be a great show tonight. And again, stay prepared. Stay ready for anything. Never live in a state of fear, but live in a state of preparedness and be ready for anything. We appreciate you guys. Have a blessed, safe, awesome weekend, and I will talk to you Monday as always.